open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Andy, at one point in the match, you said, I can't control my racket, and your serve stats were quite low at times. Was there any physical problem with your elbow at all today, or any other physical issues?
No, I just didn't serve very well the first set, really. I didn't serve well at all, but served pretty well for decent parts of the match, but at the end didn't serve well.
He's kind of a tricky player to play, has big forehand, a lefty and everything. Can you talk a little bit about maybe how he affected your game today?
Yeah, he's very tough to play against because he's, you know, huge power off the forehand side. He has very good touch, so drop shots are good, and he's dangerous when he's on the run. He's very fast, but also when he does reach the balls on the run, he goes for big shots when most players in those positions are going for, you know, more defensive defensive shots. He's not easy to play against because he can generate power from, you know, very defensive positions. So you always have to be alert. My plan was to go into the match and try and play a solid match, which maybe first set I didn't, but I felt for the most part, second, third, and fourth, I played some good stuff.
Andy, how pleased were you to come through a tricky period on the fourth set?
Yeah, I was happy with that. Obviously, I didn't start the set so well, but I did also have quite a number of chances in the fourth set too. I was creating opportunities, not getting them, but managed to get the break at the end of the fourth. And then I feel like I probably should have broken at 5-all, didn't, and then, you know, played a good game at 6-5, served I think 3 aces in that game and closed out the tiebreak. So it was good to turn that set around.
And the crowds usually cheer for the underdog everywhere in big tournaments. Would it have been problematic for you had you lost that fourth set tiebreak? How did you feel for a potential fifth?
I felt physically very good today, which was the most positive thing today for me. It was pretty hot out there, and you know, quite a long match. But yeah, physically I felt good. So obviously going to a fifth would have been tough, especially the way I'd sort of come back into the fourth and then had a bunch of chances at 5-all. Had I lost that tiebreak, you know, would have been difficult. But physically I felt good. So that was a very positive thing for me with a lot of the issues I've had this year, to come through a match like that in that heat and feel good is very positive for me.
It felt like you were covering the court really well in the second set, but not so much in the first. So is there any reason for the difference in those?
Well, I think sometimes, it's not just the necessarily the movement that's the issue. If you're leaving the ball in the middle of the court and letting a guy sort of wail away on forehands and dictate all of the points, you know, it feels like you're not moving well. When you're sort of stepping up and getting a little bit more on your shots, hitting the ball a bit deeper and dictating more of the points, you know, it's a little bit harder for, you know, guys to hit through you. And that was definitely the case in the match today. I changed my return position. I stepped way back on the second serve return and was getting good height and depth on on that shot. And was then able to dictate more of the points there in the first set. I wasn't doing that. I was stepping in and not getting a good hit on the return. So that was another positive thing for me today, which I maybe hadn't been doing in Rome and Madrid, was when I was in a tough situation, I found a solution, made some changes, and worked it out.
Andy, can you just clear something up in the first set? You seemed to say to the umpire, if it happens again, I'm going to sit down or something. Is that correct, or was it something to do with the camera?
I don't like it when spider cameras. I don't know how many times I've spoken about it in here. You guys know I don't like it when it's in my ball toss, and it was there at the beginning of the match. It was the same thing yesterday in the first round. It happened 3 or 4 times in the first round where it was there. I asked for it to be moved. They moved it, and then it comes back, and I just don't like it there. It puts me off, and I asked a few times today, and it kept coming back, and I just said, if it's there in my ball toss again, I'm going to sit down and wait for it to move, because I just don't feel like I should have to be asking for it every change of ends to not be there. It's quite a simple thing to change.
I mean, would you take it up maybe with a tournament or something, you know, perhaps a sort of high
big deal? I mean, it's not really that big a deal. I mean, the umpire said he asked before the match not to have it there. It's not a big deal. We've spoken about it before at tournaments, just to not have it there, but it's a very, very small issue, not something to get too worked up about. But I just don't like it and prefer it if, you know, it was not there when I'm serving.
You said in your immediate post-match interview that you'd like to improve your on-court behaviour. But is that ever going to happen in a big pressure match like that? Everything that's going on out there?
What do you mean in terms
you
of what?
You said on court you wanted to improve your behaviour on court to Fabrice.
Yeah.
Was that talking about talking to yourself or the crowd or your box, or what did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, just getting frustrated on the court is something that I've always battled with and always fought, and ever since, it was probably since I was kind of 20, 21 years old, and it's more, venting, or, sometimes when I don't say anything, I come in and I get asked, oh, you seemed very flat on the court, or, that's just how I am. I feel like I've improved it from where I was in the middle of my career, and it's something that I constantly, try to get better.
Andy Del Potro next. Do you feel like you're playing at a level to win that one, or
absolutely,
what will you need to improve to win that one?
Absolutely. I think it's a tough match. I mean, not easy. Third round, he's, in my opinion, one of the best players in the world. When he's fit and healthy, he's had this year, he's had a lot of tough draws. If you look at the matches that he's lost, I think he's played Novak a few times. I think he lost to Rajanic in Delray Beach. Novak in Rome, Miami, I think he lost to Roger. So because of the ranking that he has, he's kind of in that bracket where he's met a lot of the top guys early on. But yeah, I definitely feel like I'm capable of winning that match. I mean, I'm playing way better than I was 2 weeks ago, and today's match will have done me a lot of good, because physically I pulled up well and felt good, so I'll gain a lot of confidence from that. And also, I hit a lot of balls today out there, a lot more than the first round match, and, it seems like everyone thinks I didn't play particularly well today, but there was some good stuff against a tough opponent. It's not easy to play against someone like him. So, hopefully keep improving in the next one.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.